This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Yeah. Yo, what do you want? Beak or jaws? Feathers or fur? Sharp teeth or feet with claws? Whatever's preferred. They'll grant you all last requests to steady your nerves. Then podcast the body parts, get severed and served. Bring your weak shit where the wolf and owl are. That ain't just a mistake, that's an awful howler. Both of them are known to pull up at your shows. Have the crowd witnessing a murder like they rolled in with a gang of crows. Fuck the censorship, let them see the whole thing. They stay dressed to kill, never sheep's clothing. Dark enough to turn the sun to the moon. You'll see nothing, all you hear is a huff a puff. Expect killings, red spilling and flesh ripping. Impressive in it, the death bringing his head spinning. Just kidding, every word in his song's about two grown men dressed up as a bird and a dog.
Welcome to the Wolf and Owl Bonus Podcast.
Check.
Yo. I wasn't very happy with how my hair looked in the video. And actually, I've got a bit of a bone to pick with you.
Go on,
because I just got out of bed, yeah. And like sort of this side of my hair was kind of, it looked like I'd a sort of a Lego sort of block on my hair, and then it's actually quite a roller coaster this, because I didn't see, because on this thing it's like just a little, you just see yourself little, yeah, and you see the other person big, right? So
yeah,
I did the podcast, and then I sent the video clips to JT, and as I watched the video clip, it came up on the whole screen. I was like, oh God, that is a nightmare. Why hasn't Tom told me that I look like that?
Well, number one, that is literally like, I've been having this with Catherine recently. Me commenting on people's hair is, I never take any comment, looking notes of anyone's hair. I literally, I'm out of that game. It's like asking someone who hates football, what do you think of like Arsenal's fucking system this year? I've no, what advice do you want from a man who...
You don't hate hair.
I've been out of the hair game for nearly 10 years now.
Yeah, but you're a hair admirer. You're somebody that's frequently commenting
on it. I admire it at times, but
you're a hair fantasist.
So for example, the other day, Catherine turned around to me and said, oh, can you brush Grace's hair and like put it in pigtails? I was like, I've got no idea how to do that. I haven't worn pigtails myself, like probably since I was like 16, 17.
21, 22. Yeah. Oh, fuck. But you, but hold on. But did you notice, so you didn't notice my hair?
No.
Okay.
Like, I didn't notice how, I always think your hair looks exemplary.
Well, you just said that you don't notice hair and you're out of the hair game and you've got
nothing to say. No, but whenever I look at it, I think, if I'm honest with you, man, I look at your hair and think, fucking hell, I'd like that hair on my head rather than his.
Okay, fine. You'd like my hair, so hold on, if you had the choice... my hair would be on your head and I would have no hair. That, if in an ideal world, that would be your fantasy situation.
I adore you, as you well know. If we got into a situation, put it this way, right? If me and you were at a tube station, we were just, you know, having a chat, you know, we've both got a milkshake each. We've probably just had some popcorn, even though we haven't been to the cinema, which is unusual, right? We're at a tube station, we're chatting away, and a magician comes up.
What a tragic set of affairs that would be.
A magician comes up to us. And he says, oh, Tom and Romesh, I've been watching you for some time. And I'm like, oh, wow, fucking hell, I haven't seen you around. He says, no, I'm a magician, a man of magic. I can morph into many different guises. Do you remember the squirrel that was in your garden the other week, Romesh? And you'd be like, oh, fucking hell, I sort of do, but then I don't. And he'll be like, that was me, boy. And then he'll basically turn around and be similar. Say similar
I would probably have an issue with him calling me boy, to be honest.
But that's what he calls everyone. Like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he was like, Tom, I have a question for you. Would you like Romesh's hair upon your head? And I'd have to look at you, and I have no doubt. Like, your hair is beautiful. And I'd go, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, go on, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I suspect what would happen after that is he'd go, Tom, Romesh? And I'd go, yes. Aren't you a little bit old to be believing in magicians? If you go, oh no, you've absolutely done us a wrong with it. I'll tell you what, I think magicians are the worst people in the whole fucking world.
Well, like on this, right, there was a comment on our Instagram that I got
alerted to from a couple of people about someone had commented that, like, I'm on a five streak, the episode five streak thing of like, say, look, complaining about things, whether it's celebrities or food, or I'd arguably say I'm on a 300 episode streak.
Yeah, I was going to say, the biggest surprise of that observation is that somebody thinks it's only a five streak.
But what also, it was like, the person is like, oh, yeah, I'm really sick of this. This guy's complaining all the time. I don't really like this side of things. I'm not listening anymore. And I was like, well, you're complaining about me complaining. Like, look, yeah. And if I'm honest with you, I do you know that this is why I never try, I try not to read reviews. It's like when we had reviews about the body dysmorphia, like us being, the body dysmorphia, us feeling like overweight. Then there was loads of people, like, there'd be, someone would comment, oh, yeah, yeah, that's all they talk. So you then get into a place where you think, oh, actually, maybe I shouldn't complain. But I only ever talk about how I feel on this podcast. I don't ever come on here and go, well, I'm going to complain about this and complain about that. I literally say what's in my head.
Yeah.
And that's what a podcast is. So I find it insane.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, I mean, I think the good thing is you don't seem to be bothered about it at all, which is...
Oh, no, I'm bothered by it. I'm not going to...
No, mate, oh, you know,
I could sit here and take a fuck it. I could sit here and tell you I was one of those people that just swipe it off and go into the day with a big smile on my
I imagine it ruined your day, didn't it?
It's not just ruined my day. It's seeped into today as well. So it's been it's been 24 hours of absolute, angst about one person's... And you know what? I'm just like, watch it. I'm at a bit of a quandary. Do I now not complain about things? Do I sit here and...
Listen. This is the part of the problem of social media and people having access to you. You know, when you create stuff, I'm going to get a bit worthy here. But when you create stuff, it should be what you want to create. Do you know what I mean?
And like,
the problem with social media is it allows you to have a direct live stream of what people think of you. It's both damaging in the positive and the negative.
But also, in this person's defense...
In this person's defense... Yeah.
And look, I've held my hands up about my post about the restaurant, the said restaurant that we won't mention. No. But I'm critical of them. I do complain or get upset about... I'm invested in certain programs and I'll turn around and say certain things. So I guess I can't... Like, my thing was, yesterday when I read this, I was like, I can't really sit here and get too upset, but... It's had a bearing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Tom. You know, and listen, if it's any consolation, I think you're a wonderful, wonderful person. And even the way you're sort of sipping that coffee as you do this, it's a huge...
You know what I've got in this?
What, a massive mug?
No, it's a bovine coffee.
Oh, no. Have you managed to make coffee have mate in it?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
What is it?
It's really good. It's bovine, bovine broth.
I think you misunderstood the question. When I said, what is it? I didn't say repeat. You seem to have heard that question. Could you just repeat exactly what you said? What is a bovine coffee?
So it's a bovine powder that you put into your coffee. Give it a quick stir. Gives you a little protein, some nutrients. It's a really good vibe, man. It's enlightened my day.
I just want to clarify. You've added powdered cow to your coffee.
Yeah. As a vegan, I'm guessing you're against that, but...
Well, no, it's not that I'm against... Listen, I'm not one of these people that sort of, you know, is appalled by... But I'm just...
No.
But the bovine, that is, what is that? Ground up cow?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, sort of a version of, yeah. Yeah, it's basically, it's the nutrients and stuff. Like, me and you are very different ends of the scales with our diets, right?
Hmm.
You know, it would be actually interesting to compare our diets, like do a week of what we both eat.
Well, I mean, I do think we're opposites in terms of I'm trying to take meat out of my dinner and you're trying to add it to your morning coffee. I would say that's...
No, I'm a very proud carnivore.
Please do not at me. I don't want any accusations of me being some sort of fascist.
And vice versa. Like,
I respect Tom's choices. I'm just expressing it's a novelty factor of me that I didn't realise that you could add bovine powder to your coffee.
Wait, it's not just the meat, but it's the nutrients and the goodness.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what you get when you really sort of ground up the whole animal. Yeah. Is that something that we're going to start seeing? Because a lot of these times, I would say that you're a bit of a, you know, because full disclosure here, oh, God, I've said it again. But you know, you a few weeks ago, you were talking about some sort of mushroom chutney or something you bought. What did you buy?
No, that was mushroom powder.
Mushroom powder. Okay. Do you know who has just bought mushroom powder?
Who?
The Swan.
Really?
On the way here is some sort of lion's mane mushroom powder.
Yeah, that's
thing.
What I had.
Yeah.
Just please,
incredibly excited
today,
about it. Yeah.
Yeah, tell her to go easy on it.
Okay. But the reason...
Because I put two bigger scoops. So what happens, I bought lions. There's three different sorts. I've told the story. Three different sorts, types of this mushroom powder.
Yeah.
And you're meant to put a teaspoon in your coffee in the morning. I basically put a teaspoon of each one. So I put three teaspoons in an espresso and got the shits for like 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I...
Because I overdosed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of debating whether I tell the Swan that or not, actually, depending on how I'm feeling.
Oh, have it, by the way. Oh, by the way, mate, it's vegan, so you can have it.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Mushrooms are vegan.
A patronising way of delivering that information. But what I would say is I do think you're sort of ahead of the curve when it comes to these sort of things. I believe you were you're one of the first advocates of butter coffee, I believe. Is that right?
Coconut coffee. Doing that when we first started. Mm. But then my mate had a heart attack and he put a lot of it down to coconut oil.
Yeah, I've heard. Well, I mean, listen, I don't want to start bringing down the coconut industry because of something that you've heard.
Mate, me and you, we could fucking try as hard as we want. We're not going fucking toe-to-toe with coconuts. They've fucking got it now, mate. They had a little bit of time in the wilderness, but they've got the water now. That's smashing it. Mm. The oil's smashing it. Mm. Used to be time, mate, like, maybe one, two people in your life that ever even been near a coconut and see like drunk from it. Like now, you go out on holiday and you see people drinking fucking cocktails out of them.
Hold on.
It's here to stay, mate.
Hold on 1 second, Tom. I've got a little bit of a issue here.
What's happened?
My headphones have just died. This is unbelievable.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. I wish I was joking, Tom. Just bear with me. Oh, God, I'm going to have to... Hold on, 2 seconds. Hello, yes. Okay, great. So, guys, it's the three simple components of the podcast: headphones, internet. Another one of those components in my life has failed. Anyway, sorry. What were you saying, Tom?
I literally can't even remember now.
Oh,
the coconut. I was saying about how incredible the coconut is. I mean, I think the moment's gone chatting out the coconut. Mm. I mean, he's an incredible guy.
Well, I'm going to say now, coconut water is next level, right?
How much coconut water are you drinking a week? So, I think Gary's
coming down anyway. Can you hear something?
What's going on? We've got someone who's just arrived to do some work at the house.
Well, I mean, it's really coming through clear. I can hear that Gary's turning up later.
Is it? Did you hear that? Yeah, yes. Gary, my mate's coming to do some work on the house. Shout out, Gary Manley.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, Oh, this is so falling apart here. But two things I want to tell you.
It's now derailed.
Yeah, it's derailed badly. Yeah. Two things I want to tell you. One, I went on This Morning yesterday to talk tour stuff. And
do you know I've never been on This Morning?
Well, that was my first time.
I don't know if I...
That was my first time, so...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you'd been on there loads of times.
No, never been on it before.
Right.
My mum phoned me and said, I'm really excited that you're going on This Morning. So, you know, it's one of those shows that, you know, she's more impressed than she would be by other shows, right? And so I went on the show and they asked me to do this, like, Lisa Snowden. It's so funny, isn't it? When you go on This Morning, the things that... Anyway, Lisa Snowden was on there making pancakes. And they asked me if I could get involved in the pancake bit. She'd done some vegan pancakes for me, right? So I ate the pancakes. I did the interview, which feels very kind of, you know, they've got to cram in a lot, don't they? So you're sort of there.
Who was there, by the way? Who was there?
Rylan and Rochelle.
Oh, I love Rylan.
Yeah.
Rochelle's great. Rylan's a G.
I just think he's next level broadcaster, man. He's good. He's
incredible. He's an amazing interviewer. And he's just a lovely, lovely guy as well.
He is.
So, got a good vibe.
So we did I did Spin the Wheel with them.
You were invited to do Spin the Wheel?
Well, I was sort of sat next to it, and Ryland said, do you want to spin the wheel?
I thought you actually spun the wheel.
Well, I did spin the wheel. No, I did spin the wheel. So they said, do you want to spin the wheel?
Wow, man, that's big. That's fucking big, bro.
Yeah, and then to win the bonus, Ken from wherever he's from was asked, Ken, to win the bonus prize, which comedian are we talking to later on the sofa? And he said, I don't really know. I've been out and about. And then Ryland said, well, you know, think about who we're with now. And he said, oh. And then he said, Ramesh Ramadan Ding Dong.
What?
It was something like that. He basically...
Oh, my God.
I mean, he wasn't... It was him giving a good stab at the surname, but it was...
yeah, but that feels still quite harsh.
Well, he was desperate for the prize. He was under pressure.
Did he get a prize, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, it was close enough, isn't it? I mean, we did Google to see if there's a Ramesh. I can't remember how he pronounced. I mean, I've almost certainly said it in a more of a in a more.
That's basically like if I was on there and he went, "Oh yeah, I think Tim Dimple." Well,
I mean, it took you a while to get there, but yes, but you are making the same point. But the other thing that happened was...
What frustrates me is you can't just give him a prize if he's got the name wrong. So what's he get? Like, what did he win? Like 800 quid?
He won a grand, and then I think, I can't remember
he
what...
won a grand for getting someone's name wrong?
Well, no, he won the grand.
This is a problem with the world. I'm going to tell you now, this is the problem with the world at the moment.
Well, I'd say part of the...
There used to be a time when you asked... Mate, on Bullseye, you weren't going on Bullseye and getting people's names completely wrong and winning prizes. Jim Bowen's not slipping you a score if you turn around and get a name wrong.
Well, I don't think I don't think they had a single Asian guest on the whole run of Bullseye, did they? But... They didn't get names wrong back in the day, did they? We were good old-fashioned names like John Smith and Andrew Ryan. Anyway, I'm slightly nervous with throwing Ken under the wheel here. He obviously had never heard of me and then was just trying to give it a go. Do you know what I mean? So, but anyway, that's not the point.
You know what was happening? Someone in the background was mouthing your name to him.
Possibly. Yeah. Sort of like
pointing at you and just saying,
or just sort of giving their head a little wobble like this. It's him. It's that one.
Oh no. just,
anyway, please. I left. I mean, we're supposed to be doing a film pitch episode for 20 minutes here.
Well, to be fair, we're running into a place now where, I don't think the film pitch is here. Let's tell your second story about to do film pitches next week. This is just now an elongated version. This is just now bonus.
Yeah. So anyway, I left the podcast. Not the podcast. I left this morning, and. I headed off I had a couple of meetings over, and my mum hadn't phoned me. And normally, when my mum's excited about me doing something, she'll phone me straight away or send me a message or something. So she hadn't called, right, and hadn't got in touch. So I phoned her up and I said, how's it going? She goes, yeah, fine. I said, did you watch it? She said, yeah, I did. And I said, okay. I said, what did you think of it? And she said, were you very hungry when you turned up this morning? And I said... Well, I wasn't particularly hungry. She goes, the way you ate the pancakes, why did you eat it like that? And then I said, what do you mean? She goes, you just seemed so, so very hungry when you ate the pancake. And honestly, mate, she just basically, you know, like that internet comment, my mum put this thing in my head. It's again, this thing with eating food on television, right? I seem to have a bad thing every single time. So she put it in my head.
It's a struggle to make it look good.
Yeah. So that was that. And then after I did that, I went to Langham's, right?
Wow.
Okay. Now, listen, let me just clarify this because I can see rage in your eyes. I had to go to the radio show so the radio show is like just by where Langham's is, right? So I thought to myself, I had a debate. I was like, that's the nearest place. I sort of need a Waz and I want a coffee. This is the closest.
Well, arguably, knowing where you do your radio show, it's almost closer to go to the Cafe Nero right by the...
Okay, just...
I'd arguably say if you're just going for a coffee and a Waz...
Yeah, but you can't take a Waz at Cafe... You can't take a Waz at Cafe Nero.
Mate, it's got a beautiful toilet. It's got a really nice toilet at the back.
Yeah, but don't you have to ask for it and then they give you a code on the receipt or some shit? Like, I find that all that really humiliating.
I actually like that. I feel like a special agent.
I don't like having to announce to somebody that I'm going to the toilet. Okay?
I don't feel like it's announced more as it's a warning.
Anyway.
Went Langham's.
Okay, well, listen, I was going in there for 5 minutes, right, to have a waz and maybe grab a coffee, right? I was slightly nervous because I don't know how much they know about what we said about them on the podcast. I do know that they did a post with an advert on it, and that post was firebombed by Wolf and Owl listeners, right?
And so shout out everyone there. Who firebombed it. Well, don't you? I respect and love each and every
one. Right. So I went into Langham's, and the place I wanted to go was closed. Like, they've got like a little bar thing. So
yeah.
I started to panic a little bit. I don't know why. I felt like I was going into enemy territory or something like that. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. Well, you were. You were. It was not a friend of the podcast.
No.
This establishment.
So then somebody said, "Can I help you?" Immediately, I'm just like, "Oh God, I look at a place here." Well, and I said, "I just wanted to. I didn't say I wanted to use the toilet because, as you know, I'm very secretive about those sort of things." I said, "I'm just after a coffee quickly. I had to do a quick little bit of work." And the guy said to me, it's closed that bit. And he said, but you can go around to this bar around the corner. And he actually walked me to the...
Were you worried it was going to turn into like Joe Pesci from Goodfellas?
I was a little bit nervous. Well, because the thing is, mate, he took me around to the bar and there was like a curtain by the door. And I thought, this is just This is just the ass-kicking chamber, isn't it? I'm just going to get a fucking clout to the back of the head.
Because I'd be like Robert De Niro and you'd be like Joe Pesci in that situation.
Okay. I mean, do you know what happened there? I tried to think of a response, but I just thought he's got me banged to rights there. But then I just had this sort of nerve. Anyway, he said to me, I said, I've just come here for a drink. And he said, you can't sit.
Like, you didn't say it like that. I've just come here for a drink. That's all I want.
Well, no, he said to me,
you're getting more on a drink, pal.
He said,
your mate's been fucking cussing us off.
He said, are you eating or drinking? And then I said, I'm just wanting to have a drink. And he said, well, there's nowhere to sit down. You'll have to stand at the bar.
Wow.
So I looked at the thing and I basically went to the toilet. But I basically got, I sort of got intimidated out of the venue. And then, it taught me a lesson. Don't ever go, you know, I should have listened to
Don't ever
to
go
it.
To the Langham's? Langham's is, they've not even learnt from what happened with... What I love is this verification that they've not learnt at all from what happened.
Well, the guy, to be fair, walked me around there. The guy from the thing.
He walked you around there and intimidated you into a place where you didn't want a coffee. You literally went in there clucking for some hot liquid in you, right?
Oh, my God.
And you've actually run. He's walked off. You sprinted, had a piss and fucking ran out.
Hmm. Yeah, that's possible.
That's not good customer service, my man.
Yeah, well, the guy walked
that's
me around.
For you, bro.
Yeah, but I feel like you might be. The guy walked me around to the thing. It's not his fault that the place is too busy, is it?
No, but there was an atmosphere in there. Is what you're saying? You felt very on edge. And
yeah,
you're not a scared man. I've been in places with you. You're quite tough.
Yeah, what I would say though is, okay. Thank you for adding in your own way. I was wearing a hoodie and like jeans and trainers, and I walked in there, and everyone's
in a suit.
Basically. And so I just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like when you were talking about the last time we went there.
But bro, you've just come from this morning where you've given someone £1,000 for getting your name wrong. That's the kind of bougie dude he's dealing with right here. Right? He needs to fucking rep up.
To be fair, I think he might have been on shift when this morning was on, so he didn't really know. But it wasn't his fault that I got smarted out of the... You know, I looked around at the type of people they had in there, and as is the case with things like that, and I know that you're very similar, we're very quick to feel out of place. So
I'll tell you this as well. In the Langham's defence, I know that I've got to get dressed up and I've got to fill $1 million to go into a place like that.
That's like, I realise
even when I went in, I probably wasn't dressed accordingly. But then I've also been in other places like that and I've been treated far more better. And I will say this as well. We and you are very blessed that we're able to talk about this. Like, the one thing I got a lot of when I talked about the Langham's before was I got a lot of messages from people who'd had birthdays there, celebrations there, who got treated very similar to I did and didn't have a platform to say and had complained and got nothing back. So I think that's where I stand.
Will you never go?
We're literally on half an hour, by the way. We're on half an hour here. We've not done any emails this week. We've not done any bonus stuff.
Right, well, listen, thank you so much for listening to the bonus episode. It was supposed to be a film pitch special. We'll probably have to...
Yeah.
We'll have to find a way of doing
it. And to the guy who listens to the podcast and gets upset about us moaning about things, you know, if you have stuck this one out, I'm sorry, it's probably best just to start listening to another podcast.
Do you know what? I think there's lots of other podcasts there that don't complain about stuff. And, I, you know, if you want me to send you a list of recommendations, I'm happy to... I'm really sorry. It's kind of my fault, really.
Yeah.
And also, can I...
Sorry, I do feel like I've let you down.
And can I
feel like I've let you down, Fred.
Yeah, and can I...
Good luck with your life.
Yeah, and can I take this opportunity to apologise to my mum for the way I ate pancakes on this morning yesterday. Sorry, mum.
Yeah, and also, while we're apologising, I would like to apologise to Ken if you feel like I was digging you out at all.
Congratulations, Ken.
I don't really feel sorry, by the way. I actually just felt like you were apologising for stuff, so I should apologise.
Yeah, okay.
I'm easily led.
And Tom, can I apologise to you for us not getting to any of the film pictures? But please keep sending them.
Can I apologise to you, Ron, for not saying about your hair loss on the last podcast?
And can I
still look at
you? Yeah, and can I also apologise to the listeners for the quality of what we've just delivered? And
God bless you. It's a bonus episode, people.
Yeah,
thank you for bearing with.
Yeah, and can I also apologize for us playing really fast and loose with the word bonus? Take care of yourselves, guys. Much love, peace out.
God bless, love you, Jeez.
Bye-bye.
If you have a problem, opinion, feedback, or anything at all, please email us at wolfowlpod@gmail.com. That's wolfowlpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, mainly because we don't have any content ideas. Thank you.